distinctive figures of this finishing generation of breakthrough believers. So we said that they have stature to represent God. They have power to execute His word. They are prepared for the future. They are free from the past, and they are people movement for kingdom advancement. We went over the first three, so we're going to start right there. We're going to get through chapter 2 tonight, hopefully. Praise God. So they're free from the past. And here in Psalms 102, it says, "For he looked down from his holy height. From heaven, the Lord gazed upon the earth to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to set those free who were doomed to death." So he talks about this supernatural grace that's on this generation. And I believe that this grace that he's talking about, you know, the apostle, you know, he had to make some corrections about the grace message and that sort of thing, because many people think that grace is just, you know, really a license to sin. You know, grace is supposed to have it all. But really, grace is an empowerment to help us to be able to live our lives as Christians to the fullest. That's what grace is. And so he said that there's going to be a supernatural grace on this generation to know God's power, to be free in all their deeds. So the Son of God will set them free from every hold of Satan, sickness, and sin. So we are in that time and in that season where I believe that God has ushered in. I was thinking about it on the way here, how God has strategically brought us to this place and time in our lives where, you know, God has revealed the apostolic to the apostle. And I looked at the whole scenario of how God brought things step by step. And it is amazing to me how the Lord has always used people who've been yielded to him and that sort of thing. So as I look at the steps of the apostle, and I look at, you know, a man that was preaching in Madison Square Garden in London and that kind of thing and stuff, it's something that most preachers would not give up if God told them to. And so, but all of that had to take place so that we could be where we are now. Because really in the body of Christ, if we really think about it, that we didn't know anything about an apostle. You understand what I'm saying? So there were some things, just like the grace message and some of the things about the cross that the apostle had to straighten out. And some people didn't understand that. But the thing about it is, how can you understand how office functioned that you never even knew anything about? You understand what I'm saying? So a lot of people, they didn't know anything about the office. We didn't know anything about the office of an apostle. But the apostle Paul was always straightening out doctrine and that sort of thing. You understand what I'm saying? So God brought us to this time. And then you're in this school at this time when the apostolic mantle has been placed on this place. And so God is raising up these breakthrough believers. And we are seeing the life of people change. So then he talks about in Colossians 2 and 14, it says, having canceled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us, which was hostile to us. And he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. When he had disarmed the rulers and authorities, he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through him. So we know what Christ did. He's already made the way for us. So now we are a generation that understand the freedom that we walk in. And so in understanding that freedom, we are not bound by the enemies, the trick, the schemes and the devices that he have, because one of the things that has held Christians back for a long time is sin consciousness. Been so conscious of sin, that sort of thing. So when we made mistakes in the past, it looked like it followed us all through our lives. But because this generation that God is raising up, We understand, man, that we walk in a grace, and we walk in a, what Jesus Christ did on the cross has already finished. I mean, has paid the price for every penalty, everything that was written against us. It's already been paid for. So now, amen, we able to walk in a freedom. I'm talking about a freedom to walk in God's grace, God's empowerment, because we understand that in this time, God is going to do some things in the earth that we have never seen before. And that's why we have to, with this paradigm shift, we have to pay attention. We have to, we can't keep reverting back to the old way that we were used to doing things. Are y'all with me here? There are some things, I heard the apostle say this, and I agree 100%. I used to watch Christian television and stuff, but I stopped because, you know why? Because they're doing the same old thing that we've been doing for years and years. And so we're never going to get to the place to where, people's lives are really being changed. I'm talking about people's lives being, I had a guy in my church that called me before I left home. And he said, this guy came out the street, he was a big drug dealer and that sort of thing and stuff. So he told me, he said, my grandmother was diagnosed, that she went to the doctor and they had found a cancer in her body. I mean, they had checked it out. They know that it was malignant and that sort of thing. And so now this man hadn't been saved long, but because he'd come in during this time with this apostolic mantle is being released, he told his grandmother, he said, his grandmother, she was 80 years old. And they had a revival at her church. And so he said his grandmother, the kind, if she got something in her church, she's not coming to nobody else's church. Well, she had a revival going on at her church. And so we had to Show Me Your Glory conference at our church there in Baton Rouge where the apostle came. And so he told her, he said, just come one night, granny. That's all I'm asking. Come one night. God's going to do something for you. And so she agreed to come. She came that Wednesday night, the first night. And so she had a doctor's appointment, but on the day of the doctor's appointment, her daughter were to carry her, but that was her anniversary, her wedding anniversary, so they had some things planned. She didn't realize that it was that day. So long story short, so they had to reschedule it. So they rescheduled it. Then the doctor called back and said that he had something that he was going to reschedule. So they rescheduled. So they had to go back today. So went back today. So they wanted to see what all they was going to do, you understand, to remove it and that kind of thing and stuff. And so they put the scope and stuff down in her. And come to find out, was not anything there. Nothing was there. And so she came from the doctor. So he said they called her and they was screaming and going on and saying the doctor said that it was a miracle. Could you believe that? The doctor said it. It came out of the doctor's mouth. And so she called him up. She said, tell your pastor to let the apostle know that this is real. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, but do you know how that changed in those folks' lives? Yes, yes. You understand what I'm saying? And see, this is the kind of thing that that's supposed to have been happening all the time. Whenever the gospel of the kingdom is preached, folks' lives are supposed to be changed. But we might as well tell the truth about it. We saw a little manifestation here and there, folk getting saved and that kind of thing. But we didn't really see folk going from death to life. You understand what I'm saying? So, in this time, it's critical that we understand. It's critical that we stay connected. And that's what I think. This is one of the things that I have not been able to understand. How people can come to this school and as soon as they graduate, they go on about their business. They don't stay connected. Y'all would be some of the craziest folk in the world to graduate from this school and y'all suck in your class and not stay connected. You'd be absolutely out of your mind. So he talks about here, we thank God that we do not have to live in this disparity between spirit development and the state of our physical body. that is declining and moving toward the grave, you know, because the Bible say, you know, though the outer man perish, the inward man is new, renewed day by day. But then it says that in the 8th chapter of Romans, it said, but if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he who raised Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. So, now, even though the body, the Bible says that, you know, it's every day, you know, it's going toward the grave. But there's something about when this the Spirit of God get on the inside of a man in the fullness. You with me? It's called the apostle preached some time ago about living from the inside. And so when we understand that, see, all this been apostolic. The whole thing has been getting us into a place where we're going to be walking in this thing in the fullness. And people are going to know that this is a different breed. Yes, yes, yes. We are a different breed. You know why? Because one of the things that the apostle said today on our call today, on our conference call, LTMA conference call, he said, I want y'all to start believing God to live 120 years. Instead of, say, we done got hooked on 80, you know, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, gonna be reaching for that unless somebody say that, hey, look, let's go for it like the Bible said. So since we got so much work to do, you understand what I'm saying? And I don't believe, y'all listen to me. I don't believe when a person gets to a certain age and stuff, that means that they're supposed to stop, you know, doing what God called them to do. I don't believe that. I do not believe that God is only calling a young generation. Are y'all with me? I'm talking about, I believe that God is calling, who was it, Caleb? Talking about taking a mountain at 120 years old. You understand? These men of old, they were, you know, the Bible talks about their eyesight wasn't dim, you know, and that sort of thing. So they knew something. So we're tapping back into that. And it's a supernatural grace that God is raising up in this last day, in this generation. Praise the Lord. So Psalm 103 and 5 says, who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle? Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm told that an eagle, you know, when an eagle get a certain age, say his feathers fall off and new ones start coming. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when our body is quickened with new strength in life, our life is extended. Oh, God. Our life is extended. Even watch this. I mean, the enemy will try to. He would try to crucify you with your past and talking about, you know, well, you know how this happened and you know what the Bible says, you know, and you but the thing about it is God has all of that's been nailed to the cross. Amen. All my past failures, my past, all that's been nailed to the cross. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not condemned to death anymore. So that means that, you know, Psalms 91 says that he'll satisfy with long life. Yes. Satisfy. So you know what I believe he's saying with that? He'll satisfy with long life. I believe he's saying that you can live long and die when you get satisfied with living. You understand what I'm saying? I believe if you're not satisfied, you can live on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So in Romans 8 and 2, it says, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. So the law of sin and death, that's what the enemy tried to keep us at, the law of sin and death. You know, the Bible said the wages of sin is death and the gift of God is eternal life. But the wages of sin and death that he talks about the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. So now I'm no longer trapped in the law of sin and death because there's a law called the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus that supersedes the law of sin and death.
That's right.
Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
So just like the law of gravity, you understand what goes up must come down. That's a law, right? It's a fixed law. So, but the thing about it is, when a greater law supersedes that, then, like the law of lift, you know, airplane goes down the runway, they build up a full head of speed, and they go to a certain point, and then all of a sudden, that thing started going up. It has broken the law of gravity. So the law of lift has superseded the law of gravity. And it's the same way that the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. So now I'm no longer bound by the law of sin and death. My mistakes that I made, amen, they have no right to hold me back any longer. And I'm not going to die early. I'm going to live a long, satisfied life. Hallelujah. Because I'm living from the inside. I understand who I am. I understand my identity in Christ is in Christ. My Christ-likeness. Yes. Amen. I've been created in the image of Christ. Yes. It's down in my inner man. It's down in my spirit. You understand what I'm saying? Yes. So that's the thing that's going to modify or it's going to cause my body to become rejuvenated. Hallelujah. Now, the mind must think on the things of the Holy Spirit and yield to his workings. And when the mind is set in this manner, there is life and peace. It will happen. It would help us to live a life pleasing to God. Because everybody want to please God, right? I sure pray that everybody here want to please God. My goodness, praise the Lord. See, that's one of the things. That's one of the operations of grace. One of the operations of grace is to give us the ability to please God, because really we can't please God on our own. No, not walking in the flesh. You can't please God. But grace gives us the ability to be able to please God. My goodness. Romans 8:15 says, "For you have not received the spirit of slavery, leading to fear again, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry, Abba, Father." So we can be led by the Holy Spirit and be brought closer to the spirit of adoption. We can break free from the spirit of slavery that can lead us to fear again. We can't walk in fear. You understand what I'm saying? The enemy, he's under our feet. The one that has held us, that has caused us to walk in fear. You know, some people are afraid to follow God in the fullness, because they feel like if I do this, then, you know, the enemy is going to come against me. But guess what? If the enemy not coming against you, that means you ain't doing nothing.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? But the thing about it is, we got to understand, we got the victory.
Yeah, yeah.
We got the victory in every situation.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that the apostle had brought to my life personally is the fact that There is a boldness. There is a God awareness. There is a knowing that no matter what come, there's no such thing as impossible. You understand what I'm saying? That's one of the things that has happened to me as the apostle has been really taking us through this thing, praise God. Because that's times when you know, man, I feel like, you know, I walk in a cage with a bear. You know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. I say, my goodness, Lord, what is this? There's a supernatural boldness that come, you know, with us. One of the things that I believe gonna happen, even with the school, Apostle was talking about, you know, as it relates to Word of Life and LTMA and stuff, but I think the school, you know, we're going to experience the same thing, because we all hooked up together. I believe it's going to be a time when we go places and stuff, and we're going to be looking for somebody to say, would you pray for me? Are we going to be looking for somebody that we can ask and say, you need a prayer, so that we can see the supernatural power of God? Hallelujah. I believe we're going to be going out like armies. You understand what I'm saying? Because that's the time we're in now. Praise the Lord. All right. Then that fifth thing, they are a people movement for kingdom advancement. Now the Holy Spirit is currently connecting the lives of these men who have the same DNA all across the earth. He's talking about men, talking about men and women. These men are like brothers of the same family and tribe of who's strengthening. Now, when I think about that, I think about LTM, and I think about what the apostle has established. Now, like the 12, he got 12 in the church. He have 12 that travel with him that I'm a part of. And we have such a closeness. I mean, just like brothers. And this is the thing about it is, if we're going to follow the apostle, we have to be like this. We have to, everybody got to put down their differences. It's about purpose. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about purpose. And so whenever we're not willing to flow with purpose, then God will allow us to serve in a certain capacity or whatever. But whenever we come to a place to where we're not really walking in purpose as God has really established it, then how many of you know God will substitute you. He'll put somebody else where you should have been, and that person will wind up getting the benefits or the blessings that you should have gotten. I got scripture. I mean, look what happened to Judas Iscariot. You know, Judas, he disqualified. He sold out. You understand what I'm saying? So God swapped him out. And the reward that he should have got, somebody else got it. So you got to make sure that don't nobody get your reward. Praise the Lord. So there are people, there are people movement. Hallelujah. So in these people, they're like a tribe who are strengthening each other so that our rising is enhancing. Now, Psalms 133, verse 1 through 3 says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head coming down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard coming down upon the edge of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon coming down upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessings, life forever." So they have this people movement for kingdom advancement. Like I just finished saying, we all have to understand that none of this is about us. None of it is about us. You understand? It's about advancing the kingdom of God. And so now when I look at the generation that was before us, and I think about even myself to a certain extent, you know, there was times when we thought that that whatever was going on, we were doing it. But the thing about it is, and the reason why I say that, because whenever people came against us, we always was defending ourselves because we felt like it was against us. But it really wouldn't. If we're doing the work for God, when people come against us, they're really coming against God. So we were so quick to defend ourselves because, you know, we felt like this was our thing. So with the paradigm shift and understanding, and the apostle has shared with us about, you know, moving from faith, the anointing, and then the glory. I mean, we're in a whole new realm now where we understand, man, that we just bag up and just let God take care of this thing. He's the one in charge in the first place. And so we just finishing generation, man. This is what is happening. I believe this. You know, I don't believe in putting nobody down and that sort of thing and stuff, but I believe this. I believe even, you know, with the faith movement, the years and stuff that the faith movement was going. And I believe that once the faith movement, those was going up the hill, God was doing great things. I believe it got to a certain point where they didn't go any higher, and they were looking for a certain voice to carry them higher. And so when the voice didn't carry them higher, they camped out right there. Watch this. Can I tell y'all something? So watch this. So God had to find somebody who understood that it wasn't about them, but it was about him. So God said, "I'm going to pull you from among the faith camp because You know how faith operates, and you know that faith has carried you so far, but I need you to go higher now. Watch this now. Okay, now, all right. A teacher cannot carry you where an apostle can. Oh, Lord. See, so we had teachers, but we didn't know anything about apostles. There may have been some who were apostles, but they didn't know they were apostles. You understand what I'm saying? So they didn't walk in that. So they once a person got so if that was if a certain voice didn't say we can believe something else, then folk they were camped out right there. But God raised the apostle up, and then he said, now we're going further. I've carried you through faith. I mean, there were so many things that God brought him through. You understand? Teaching him how to properly use his faith, teaching him about the cross. I mean, there were just several things that God was walking him through to bring us to this point. And that's why I believe that we have to be, I think about this sometime, man, and it brings tears to my eyes. Since I've been saved, I've been looking for this. I've been looking, man, for the supernatural, wondering why in the world this is not happening. I used to have dreams when I was young, all kind of dreams and that kind of thing and stuff. You understand what I'm saying? But if you don't see it, I saw excerpts of Catherine Kuhlman and them folk. And I said, that's what we're supposed to be walking in. But the reason why we weren't walking in it is because we refused to let somebody pour into us. We became a generation of people who everybody, I'm going to say it like this. It was just too many chiefs and not enough Indians. Everybody want to be the big dog. You understand what I'm saying? But the reason why we look at those generations, we look at the Smith Wigglesworths, you know, we look at the Catherine Kuhlmans, A.A. Allen, those people who God used mightily. We look at those people and stuff, and we didn't see that thing continuing. I remember the apostle saying some years ago that when he was following Brother Hagin said, if somebody don't grab a hold of this, a next generation not going to know nothing about the power of God. But I thank God that somebody... And I thank God that God allowed us to be under the somebody. Amen. That understood that I cannot get to where I'm supposed to be by myself. Amen. I've got to have somebody that's going to pour into me. And so when I hear him talk about how he was making it to the meetings and how, you know, there was many times he didn't have any money and stuff, but he didn't make no excuse for not having money. Because if God tell you to go, God's going to always make a way for you. But you can sit around and cry about it, and you're not going to ever do what God has for you to do. You understand what I'm saying? So he pressed. And I see, man, I look from things that he said and stuff. I said, man, this is God had this plan way back. I could see how it began, how it unfolded, how everything started to unfold. You understand? And I am so glad that we are a part of what God is doing. Amen. Hallelujah. I say, I'm so glad. So watch this. I had these pastors, they kind of laughed at me. They want to laugh at me, you know, because this one guy was on the plane. And he asked me where I was coming from. I told him I was coming from, I can't remember the state, but I just come from with the apostle. And so he was saying, you didn't preach? I said, no, I didn't preach. I went to support somebody who was preaching. And so now, you know, he couldn't understand. He said, wait a minute, but you went with some? I said, yeah, I've traveled all over the country following my apostle. He's preaching. I just go and, you know, I'm supporting him. I'm part of, you know, his team. And the guy was just... The guy was saying, well, he telling me about all the appointments that he have a year. He was telling me how he fly all these different places and all this kind of stuff. And then this is what he said. He said, man, do you know how much I made in honorariums last year? When he told me, he said, so he went to telling me about how much he, you know, so he really trying to tell me how small I am. So I just sat there and listened. I said, okay, yes. I said, okay. And he said, man, you got to start traveling, man. Well, you can preach, man, where God can bless you. I said, well, I don't mean to disappoint you. I said, but that amount that you just said that you get from honorariums, I said, how about I get three times that much? I'm not talking about my salary. I'm talking about that God have people to just bless me. He said, wait a minute, nah, brother, you. He said, nah, you got to be joking about it. I said, no. See, watch it. This is what I'm saying. I'm saying that they think the old paradigm, they think that, let me say it like this. He was operating in labor and I was operating in favor. See, we don't have to play them games. See, in LTMA, we don't have. You can go to any other organization. You know, you have. I'm not trying to put down nobody. I'm just saying I've been in many organizations. But in LTMA, we don't have pulpit swapping. We don't have where you know we network and stuff together. You know, guy asked me, say, can you come preach for me? I said, you go talk to the apostle. I said, but let me ask you a question. What could I say to your people that you can't say to them? See, sometimes, you know, people just been so used to this kind of thing and stuff. You know what I'm saying? But in LTMA, see, Pastor broke that stuff up. So our assignment is, so I told a guy, I said, let's look at the life of Jesus. Now, Jesus, he had these 12 disciples, and when he would go out, those guys, they would go everywhere he went. But Jesus was the one that was doing the preaching. He was the one, because what was happening was they were in training. My goodness, they were in training, man. Man, the disciples, they weren't just following just to be following. They were in training. You understand what I'm saying? And so that's what's happening. We're in training. So there ain't no sense in us talking about, you understand, we carrying signs around talking about we the apostle. Praise the Lord. No. We are in training. I am an apostolic pastor because I'm connected to an apostle. Hallelujah. So it's because of connection. It's because of connection. So many times people don't want to leave organizations because they're going to lose their connection. You know, preaching connection. No. But see, in this new paradigm, God is calling folk in and God is placing favor on folk where they don't have to. Watch this. Money coming is apostolic because now you done left labor and you're going to favor. It coming. I don't have to go after it. That's what they've been doing for years. So most preachers' lives is shaped around doing something for money. Hallelujah. So the apostle that taught us, man, listen to me. Praise the Lord. Let me give y'all this. Let me give y'all another piece of this side journey here. I don't have. This is just me now. This is just me. This ain't nobody else. This is my testimony. I don't have a bank account that God allowed me to just go in and splurge. I just go, you know, I see something I want. Oh, I go get this. I can't do that. Why? I'm in training. Amen. So I have to make sure that whenever I do something, I have to get God's approval. Ooh. And you know what that does? That puts you in a position where you trust God for all things, for everything. You don't worry about. Now, I'm gonna tell you this. I never have to worry about anything because God take care of everything. Amen. I follow the apostle and that kind of thing and stuff. And that's what another thing the guy wanted to know. You know how I travel and all that. I said, well. I said, I have people in my church that support me. He said, doc, don't. I said, no, that's not his responsibility. Jesus wasn't going around paying no plane tickets.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. If you're going to follow. Do what you got to do. God's going to make the way for you. So now, when the accurate connecting is established, the synergy will multiply strength for the whole body to move forward in kingdom advancement. Then the nation of the world will become the kingdom of Christ and he will reign forever. The enhanced. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just want to check my time out. All right. The enhanced strength. Watch this. When fathers and sons are connected together in an honorable way. See, there can never be. A father and son or daughter relationship if there's not proper honor. Yes. Are y'all listening to me? There has to be proper honor. Now, the apostle, he can come, he can tell me, he can say, Jeff, you need to do this or you need to change this or whatever and stuff. And guess what? I trust him enough that I'll change whatever he say change. Why? Because I honor him. And this is where I just finished telling you that the reason why we've lost so many moves of God because people have not let other men pour into them. But we are people who God is stirring us, and man, we're gonna do. I just know that there's so many things that's gonna happen out of what's going on because it's the Bible line up on line. You know, where there was a Moses, there was a Joshua. Yeah, are you with me? Well, there was a Elijah. That was an Elijah. God, I mean, all through Scripture. You understand what I'm saying? Paul and Timothy. All through Scripture, you'll see where God used men to pour into other men. I always use that, but there has to be honor. There can't be dishonor.
That's right.
Hallelujah! I said there cannot be dishonor. You know, I don't even casually joke about the apostle. I don't. No, indeed, I honor the man. You understand what I'm saying? And see, that's the thing you got to understand. All right, watch this. God is the one that set this up. You understand? So you got to understand, God got his place. I don't worship nobody other than God. Are y'all with me? But watch this. The honor principle, when you really honor, sometimes people will think that you worship in a man.
All right,
hallelujah. But watch this. Anytime God did anything in the earth, he always used human agency. Anything that he ever done. So you have to be able to connect to the person. You have to be able to see, first of all, if you're not connected to God, you're not going to be able to properly connect to the person because God is the one that's going to have to connect you to them. But if you're not properly connected to God, you understand? So that is, so I trust the apostle. If any kind of, he give me He can't even kind of just say it generally because I'm gonna grab it like it was for me. You understand what I'm saying? Because why? Because first of all, he has apostolic proof in his life. And whenever you're able to follow that, how many of you know it's gonna be a blessing in your life? So I'm saying it again. The enhanced strength when fathers and sons are connected together in an honorable way is strategic. We will be able to put the enemies out of our territories. Isaiah 60, 1 through 3, arise, shine, for the light is coming. The glory of the Lord, it has risen upon you. For behold, darkness will cover the earth and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will rise upon you and his glory will appear upon you. Nations will come to your light and kings to your brightness. So God is raising these breakthrough believers to become world changers and city takers. Praise God. We're gonna take cities for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. All right, that's it. Chapter 3, be studying it. We'll get that next week. But understand, you're different. You're different. You're a whole new breed. You're a finishing generation. You're not a people who start and start and stop. You're gonna go all the way with this. You're gonna follow, and you're gonna wind up doing great things for the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. Amen.